Chapter 3, if you got a Bible, John chapter 3. Give God the glory. By God. John chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible said there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. For if I've told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell of you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. We'll stop reading there. Have a word of prayer. Father, I bow at your presence now, and I ask God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God, you'd enable me to preach the gospel this morning. I pray the word of God would have free course, and God accomplish what would please you. And God, reach the hearts of men and women that's seated here today. May God, your Holy Spirit, work in hearts. And God, may you do what would please you, I pray. For we bow and pray in the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. I want to preach this morning. God, help me a little while on the new birth, on the second birth. In the scripture this morning, here's a man by the name of Nicodemus. That came to Jesus by night. He is a ruler of the Jews, a Pharisee of Pharisees. In fact, every man's probably born a Pharisee, a self-righteous man, depending on himself. But it came to him one night, thank God, in a meeting with our Lord, that Jesus said to him that he had to be born again. Now, I want to say this morning that the Jew thought that a natural birth got them into the kingdom. They thought because they was born a Jew that they could enter into the kingdom. But it wasn't his natural birth. It had to be a spiritual birth that got that man into the kingdom of God. It's still that way today. There's never been a natural man enter into the kingdom of God. It takes a spiritual birth, amen, by the Holy Ghost, to get a man saved today. A lot of people trying to get saved by natural things and natural means. But man's not saved by natural means. A man's saved by spiritual things. It took God to birth a man into this world by a natural birth. And it takes God a natural, listen, to birth a man in into the kingdom of God by spiritual birth. That God has a way that a man's saved today. There's only one way, and that's God's way. And the Bible said, except a man be born again, that he cannot see the kingdom of God. The word see there, he can't understand. He can't comprehend. He can't know it unless he's had a birth. Thank God from above. That's the only way anybody knows. It's God come to them and birth them by his power. The Bible says,
again, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That the new birth is something God has to perform. It's something God has to do. It's not by works, but it's by grace. It's by the power of God. A man's got to be born again if he's going to go to heaven. Amen. Amen. Now, I won't say this. A lot of people, they try to get in God's kingdom by natural means. And you don't get in God's kingdom by natural means. You get in God's kingdom by spiritual means. And this birth is a spiritual birth. And you don't get saved because of who you are. You get saved, praise God, because He had favor on you. And God came by to where you were at. Can I remind you again this week that there would not be anybody here that's good enough to go to God's heaven. There's nobody good, no, not one. God reminded me this week again of just how nothing I am apart from the grace of God. Apart from Him, I'm a nothing. Amen. And apart from Him, you'll die in your sin. Because the Bible says that you must be born again. A lot of people this morning, it's like Nicodemus. They can't understand what Jesus said to him. But He said, you got to be born from above. You got to be born the second time. He said, do I enter my mother's womb and be born? He said, no. You got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. You've got to have a natural birth, but you've got to have a spiritual birth. He said the fleshly birth, a sinful birth. The fleshly birth, an ungodly birth. The fleshly birth, my friend. Thank God, is a birth by your parents. But the second birth is from above. The second birth by the Holy Ghost. The second birth by the power of God. The second birth by Him coming into you. It's by the power of God that a man's born again. That's not by the way. The flesh. The flesh can't be born, my friend, again. Amen. The flesh can't be. You see, the flesh is flesh. And your flesh will always be flesh. It'll never be nothing less and nothing more than flesh. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Mankind can't get there in the flesh. The flesh is flesh. And Jesus said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. Amen. So the fleshly birth is the first birth. It's a sinful birth. It's a cursed birth. It's an Adamic birth. Amen. It's not the birth that'll get you into the kingdom of God. You'll have to have more than that to get to God's heaven. And you'll have to be born again by the Spirit of God for a man to get there. Jesus was talking to one of the most refined men that a man could have been. He was reformed. He was refined. And he was religious. Amen. He was very religious. I mean, he knew the Old Testament according to what the Pharisees knew. But he never had a new birth. I'm telling you, friend, you can know a lot of things. But if you don't know Him, you'll die lost. You'll have to come to Him alone. It'll have to be a birth only He can perform. And it's got to be between you and God. It's not between you and me. It's not between you and Him. It's between you and God. You got to come to God. It's got to be all God and all you. And when it gets in, it'll be all God getting in you. I'm telling you. Amen. It's got to be all God getting in you. Amen. It's got to be that way or you die lost. A man that's lost is lost. A man that's saved is saved. Jesus said, I came not to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved. I want to ask you, are you saved? Has there been a time in your life that God got you under conviction and got you lost and you've seen yourself as an uttermost lost person? I mean, depraved in nature and ungodly. Without hope and without God in this world. And God confronted you with the gospel. And God reproved you what you really were before Him. I'm telling you, the Bible said, if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. If the gospel's never been revealed to you, then you never have been saved. You've got to be saved God's way. And the gospel's the only way a man can be saved. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again. That's new birth. birth is a powerful birth. It takes a supernatural work of God Almighty Himself coming to the human heart. Thank God that that man like he is and reproving him of his sin and bring him to the end of himself that he'll bow before the Lord and be born again. Jesus said that you must be born again. I don't care who we are. The first birth won't do. It'll take something. Thank God from above. That only Jesus Himself, thank God, can perform this morning. Amen. A lot of people on church pews sitting every week after week have never been born again. They've never been born from above. They made a little plea with God. They made a vow or two. But they've never been born again. They've never had a second birth. They've never experienced within themselves a transformation of power that only comes from God above. I'm glad to report to you that there's a God in heaven that came to seek and to save that which were lost. But you'll never get saved until you admit that you're lost and you're without hope before God this morning. Some of you need to get saved. But God had to get you lost before you ever get saved. That's right. God will have to get you there before you ever get in. And He said in the Scripture, He said, can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, He said, you must be born again. You must have another birth. You've got to be born from above. You've got to have the spiritual birth that God spoke about. Thank God, that'll birth a man into the family of God. And the same way that little boy got into your family, the same way that little boy got into the world, the same way that little girl got into the world, thank God, the way that little old boy that's just born, Jacob Parker, in this world, he came, thank God, through the womb of a mother, and he was born naturally into this world. And brother, he's a living proof that he was born. Amen. It's like that in the second birth, but it don't come from a human mother. Thank God, our earthly father. It comes from a heavenly father. Thank God, through the Holy Ghost. That's how you get in. Thank God, the second time. And can you supernatural birth? Jesus said that you must be born again. And without being born again, you'll not enter into the kingdom of God this morning. You'll not enter. That's right. So what did it take for you to get into this world the first time? Well, it took a seed.
Right.
And it took the power of God.
Right.
To take that seed and put it in the womb of that mother to bring forth in 9 months a living child. Thank God that's born into a family. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what it takes for a man to get into the family of God. It takes the power of God through the preaching of the gospel to sow seed in that heart. Thank God to bring them to the end of their self. To bring them under the convicting work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Bring them to the end of their life here that they might die to self and be born into the family of God. And can you be saved? It's more than repeating a prayer. It's more, my friend, than what most say. Being born again. It's by a supernatural act of God in heaven in the heart of a dead lost sinner. That's how a man saved. I don't know of any cleaner man in the Bible than Nicodemus. But his is lost as the biggest sinner walking.
Right.
Now listen to what I'm about to say and get her into you tight. If you're a lost sinner, you're as guilty as the dirtiest man ever walked on the earth.
You're right.
If you're a lost sinner and you never have been saved, I'm telling you what, you as guilty as anybody that's ever lived. I'm telling you, take the, my friend, the most wicked man that ever walked in shoe leather. He's my friend, as good as you are. Before God, he ain't before society, but he is before God. Because the only way you'll get out of this life of sin has been born again. And you ain't good for nothing unless you are.
That's right. You got to be born again. I want you to do this. Take the worst sinner that you ever known and say, I'm as guilty as he are before God.
Right. Yeah.
We starting to go up to the jail here soon to go up there and preach to them. And the man told me, he said, we got 4 cells. And he said, you got 1 cell to go in here, it's about 70. Another cell's right here, it's got about 50. And he said, there's a women's cell that men don't go into. The women go in there and talk to them. And he said, there's another cell nobody goes into. And he said, it's them that's just, I mean, just that bad of people that you can't go into. And I got to thinking about that. We was all in that cell one day. Every one of us was. We've all sinned against God. I'm telling you, our sins, my friend, God has made us guilty before God, and our natural birth has done that, our natural father has done that, and then you have to have a spiritual birth to get out of this world into God's kingdom, and unless he births you, you'll die in your sin. It'll take God to birth you this morning.
That's right.
Said you got to go into the, he said today when you go preaching the jail, you go into them. You don't stand outside the cell. I remember years ago I used to go and I'd stand out at the bars and we'd preach. I'd go in. Some of you know Brother Remond. Some of you might have went with us. And we'd go in. It's about 9:30 on a Saturday morning. We'd go in. I'd just take my Bible in there. And there's a, you know, and the bailiff of jail there, man, took me in. He'd say, all right, time. Preacher's here. And I'd say, all right, boys, time to preach. And we'd just stand there at the cells and just preach, you know. And preach to them people in there. You know, the only difference separating me between me and them is the grace of God. Amen. The grace of God, friend. You know what we got in this day? You know what society's made in this day in the media? They made themselves righteous and made other people ungodly. But God says all men are sinners. Amen. All men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody's lost. Everybody's going to hell. And the only way you get out of hell and lostness is be born again. And Jesus said you must be born again. There's not a person in here that's better than anybody else. God says there's not a one better. He said neither the Jew nor the Gentile. You can line them up. Nicodemus could have been clean as a hound's tooth, but never have been born again. And bring my friend that wild maniac of Gadara in, that cut himself and cussed and carried on. Hey, the community couldn't tame him. Thank God there wasn't enough social programs to get him in line. He had to have something else to get him in line. It had to be God to get him in line. There's not a one of you this morning that's any better than he is, apart from the grace of Almighty God. Amen. That's right. You know what we got filled in our Baptist church today? A bunch of self-righteous Pharisees. That's what we got. I'm better than that person is. Hey, Jesus said the one of the cleanest man ever lived. He said you got to be born again. You'll have to be born again if you're going to get in God's kingdom. It don't matter who you are, what your name is, what your position is. You're going to have to be born from above by the Spirit of God. Amen. You got to be born from above, brother. Jesus said, he said, the wind blow where it listeth. I kind of believe the wind started blowing when he was talking to him. And he said, Nicodemus, the wind blow where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. He said, that wind that's born is the type of the Holy Ghost. You can't tell where it's going and where it's coming. I ain't God, but I'll tell you what, you can see the effects. Amen. I'll tell you when a good wind blows, I ain't never seen it visibly, but I sure have seen them tree limbs. They ain't got a waving on them trees. I'll tell you what, if the Holy Ghost ever comes by you and births you into the family of God, there'll be some real effects in your life. Hey, you'll have to, my friend, wonder whether he came by. If he ever comes by, there'll be some real effects in your life.
Amen.
Thank God, I like that, don't you? One of the smartest men in the Bible said, well, how can these things be? Well, he confounded the wise. He confounded the wise men and revealed it to the simple. You can't have it unless it's revealed. It's got to be revealed. You can have the doctor and the professor at the university in here and have to be a lost man going to hell. That's right, because it never has been revealed. He confounded the wise. Give grace to the simple. Amen. Hey, let me tell you this. Thank God not many wise are chosen. Not many noble are chosen. God chose us. He chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And when Nicodemus said, how can these things be? It confounded him. He didn't know what he was talking about. Amen. That's right. Your title and your education don't get you into heaven.
Amen.
Amen. That's right, brother. We got so much education today. We about become, he said, professing themselves wise, they became fools. Education without God become an abomination. Because he is the God of education. There's a lot of people who've been educated, but they haven't been regenerated. I'd rather have regeneration than education. Education will get me right with men, but regeneration will get me right with God. Amen. Nicodemus wasn't an educated man in the Old Testament Scripture. And Jesus said, the wind's blowing. Nicodemus said, it blows and you can't tell where it's coming and when it's going. But that's like everybody's been born again. I don't know who God's working on this morning. I don't know who God's visiting. I don't know who God's coming to. But I do know this. If you saved, amen, you're bearing witness what I'm preaching. Because it happened to your heart. One day God took His eternal word and birthed you in the family of a living God and made you a new creature, and you still can't explain it all.
That's right.
Amen. I try to figure it out. Sometimes God says, no, you didn't even try, son. That's right. It's all grace. Can you get all that? That's right. It's all grace. Can you get all that? Thank God, it's all the Spirit of God. Can you get all that? And he said, how can these things be? And look what he said here. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He said, Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. He said, Nicodemus, you remember that account in Numbers? Thank God, when Moses come to God and asked God how to get these Israelites that were dying healed from snake bite. So you remember that? He said, I'll tell you what you got to do. He said, you got to take a brazen serpent. A brazen serpent, put it on a pole. He said, put that brazen serpent on the pole, Moses. That brass is a type of judgment in the Bible. Anytime brass is mentioned, the Bible's a type of judgment. He said, I want you to take that serpent and make it out of brass. And he said, I want you to put it on top of that pole. And he said, all them Israelites been bit by them poisonous serpents and the dying because they rebelled against God. I want to tell you, there's a remedy. Thank God, there's a remedy for them getting well. And he said, what you got to do is you got to put that, I want you to take a pole type of Calvary, type of the cross, the brazen serpent, the type of the judgment of God. Amen. And he said, I want you to put it on a pole. And he said, I want you to lift it up. And he said, when you lift it up, tell them everyone that's been bit, if they'll behold the serpent on the pole, if they'll just look. They'll be healed. That's the remedy for sin. Calvary's pole. That's right. When I couldn't do nothing, I could look. It's not too hard to look. All you got to do is look. But you got a purpose for looking. Hey, you just don't look to look. You look for the purpose, amen. And the purpose is I've been bit. I've been, my friend, bit by the serpent of sin. And the only way out is look to Jesus. And there's no other way. Thank God to look. But to Him and by Him. And a lot of people are nice looking to preacher. Hey, looking to the church. Hey, looking to somebody else. But there's nobody you can look to but the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right.
That's right. See, lot of people look to the church. Oh, I go to church. You know a lot of people are going to go to hell because they go to church. That's right. You know why? Because they got churchianity instead of Christianity. Jesus come in my heart. Thank God I want to be in the church. But I'm going to tell you what, the church couldn't save nobody. That's Catholicism. That's what they teach, that salvation's in the church. Salvation's not in the church. Salvation's in the Lord. Salvation's in the birth of God. Huh? And here's Nicodemus and the Lord. Huh? It's showing him this, thank God, this way. Huh? That if you look to Christ, huh? If you look to Calvary, if you look to the cross, huh? If you look to Him, huh? You can be saved and born again. That's right. I won't tell you this, there's not a sinner God can't save. I don't care who you are. If you just got one birth, you won't make it. You'll have to have two. You'll have to have two births. You know old Wesley brothers, they had a mama. You know what she gave them to them for their birthday, don't you? John Wesley's parents. She took a day and fasted for them, prayed for them. That's what her birthday present her boys was. She fasted and prayed for them. And old Charles wrote a pretty good song, didn't he? Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give the second birth. Robert, I wonder that little boy's been born in your family. You can tell he's around, can't you? Can I tell you something this morning? The preacher or the church won't have to puppet prime you to prove you got life. It just comes that way. There's signs of life in a man to save. There's signs of life in a man been born again. He don't have to ask him. Will he tell about his birth? I'm telling you, he'll be glad. Right.
Right.
You think these kids is happy to have a birthday and a birthday party?
Yeah.
Why would they have that? Because they've been born.
Right.
Why do you celebrate a birthday? Because you've been born in this world.
Yeah.
When's your birthday, preacher? November 25th, 1959. I was born into the Hyatt family. Born the first time. To sinful parents. And lived a sinful life. December of 1983, I was born into the family of God. By the power of God. And I'm looking at you this morning and I'm asking you, have you ever been born again? Jesus said you must be born again. I didn't ask you how good you were. I didn't ask you who your parents were. I didn't ask you whether you're a church member. I didn't ask you whether you sung in the choir, done good works. I ask you, has you ever been born again? Maybe God's confronted you this morning about the need to be born again. No matter who you are, no matter who I am, Jesus said you must be born again. You must be born again. Let's stand this morning. This morning.